Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show.
This guy at work is so snarky, and I just want to pull my hair out. Do you have any phrases to help with a passive-aggressive person?
Hey, it's David, and you're listening to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, your source for practical leadership inspiration, tools, and strategies you can use to achieve transformational results without sacrificing your humanity or your mind in the process.
Welcome to the show. This is episode 10 in season 16. Today, you are going to get half a dozen or more ways to deal with someone who is displaying some passive-aggressive behaviors, a particularly frustrating aspect of workplace conflict. And this is our penultimate show here, episode 10, season 16, which means we only have one episode left, and next episode is going to be about when to quit a conflict. I'm going to have a special guest. Karen Hurt's going to join us for that one. But today, yeah, we're talking about people who are passive-aggressive and how we deal with those. And all of this is, of course, we are celebrating the launch of our latest book, Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict, and a huge thank you to all of you who have purchased the book. You've shared it. It has been a number one new release bestseller in multiple different categories, whether we're talking ebook, the audio version that you podcast listeners love, the paperback, all the different versions. Everything's been doing really well. So thank you for buying. Thank you for sharing. A couple things for you. If you haven't already, please leave a review of the book online on Amazon. It is one of the number one ways to help other people find out about it, apart, of course, from introducing them to it. So if you want to share that, even better. But we'd love your reviews. And then also want to make sure you are aware that we have the opportunity to do a program for your organization. We are doing a special right now, and this will only run a little way into the summer here, summer 2024, if you're listening much later down the road, where we are offering, if you buy 50 or more copies of Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict, and that can be any format you want, 50 ebooks, 50 audio, 50 paperback, some combination thereof. You get 50 books, we will do a virtual live online program for as many folks as you want to bring from your organization. So great opportunity, the most cost-effective way possible to get a program for your company, your business, or your organization. So I'd love to do that for you. If you want more information, you can email me, david.dye@letsgrowleaders.com. So if you haven't already been taking advantage of all of these audio episodes, we're about done, but there are so many more. We're just talking about passive-aggressive folks today, but in the book, there are over 300 actual phrases you can use to de-escalate those common workplace conflict situations, build trust, make better decisions, and enjoy your life more. These are critical tools to get your work done, address those workplace conflict issues before they fester and become more difficult to manage. So if you like what you hear in this episode, grab a copy, Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. All right, let's get into it. Today we're talking about people who are passive aggressive. So what is this all about? Passive aggressive behavior is one of the most contagious forms of workplace conflict. It's easy to let yourself react and with frustration and be passive aggressive, or who knows, maybe even aggressive aggressive yourself, and now you look like the jerk. And that's not good. So let's start with what we mean by passive-aggressive behavior. It's easy to call a lot of things passive-aggressive, but what are we actually talking about? The aggressive part is that the person feels anger or hostility. The passive part is that they don't express anger directly. Instead, the anger hides, either in underhanded behaviors of power, control, deception. So, like some examples, a passive-aggressive comment about being passive-aggressive might look like, "Oh, they always seem to avoid taking responsibility for their actions. It would be nice to live in a world where you're never wrong." That might be something I would say about a passive-aggressive person in a very passive-aggressive way. One time, not at my best, I was very frustrated that I found that the kitchen trash was a mess. Coffee grounds everywhere, and somebody at some point had not done a good job. And I was frustrated by it, so I humrumped as I was pulling it out. And somebody in the house said, "Hey, what's going on?" Well, I was acting passive-aggressive. I was frustrated, but I wasn't handling it directly. Instead, I was making noise and, you know, hoping somebody would notice in some fashion. So those are passive-aggressive behaviors. There's that aggressive frustration, anger, hostility, but not being dealt with directly. So when you first confront someone who has passive-aggressive habits, they will often insist that everything's fine. Or maybe they'll even say the problem's just in your head. If that sounds like gaslighting, there are passive-aggressive forms of gaslighting, along with the well-known overt form of manipulation and brainwashing that is gaslighting. But typical passive-aggressive behaviors can include things like snarky comments, bitter, critical, or demeaning humor, withholding information, backhanded compliments, sabotaging your success by failing to meet a commitment they've made. And so all of these kinds of behaviors might be examples of what's going on with passive-aggressive behavior. So before we get to some specific phrases you can use to deal with passive-aggressive activities, let's get one "do not" out of the way. Absolutely do not tell someone they're passive-aggressive. That doesn't work. They'll get defensive, or they'll accuse you of the same thing. After all, how dare you label me? Instead, get some space, stay calm, and use these phrases. Now, there are effectively three categories of phrases here. And the first category is a conversation with yourself. So as with finding the confidence to have the conversation that we've talked about back in the beginning of this season, you want to start by asking yourself a couple of questions. First, is this a pattern? All of us have moments where we're frustrated, we don't know how to express our concerns, or we're clumsy in doing it. So if this specific situation is new, it's probably worth having some patience and seeing if there's some kind of pattern of passive-aggressive behavior that happens. Next question to ask yourself, is this a big deal? If the passive-aggressive behavior is a minor issue, sometimes ignoring it's the best way to go. But if they're withholding information, they make you look bad in front of the executive team, or this is the third time it happened, it is a big deal, and you need to address it. So here are some powerful phrases you can use to raise your concern. So this second category of how you raise your concern, how you bring it up, is really powerful because particularly with passive-aggressive behaviors, often just drawing attention to the issues will help resolve them. So here's your first phrase to bring it up. I noticed that. One of the most powerful ways to address passive-aggressive behavior is to calmly describe what happened. Staying calm avoids playing into their game. Here are three different examples of how this might play out for you. Hey, I noticed during the meeting you said, "It must be nice to be the favorite." I noticed that in your presentation you included the data that showed your team's results in one category, but didn't include the other three. I've noticed that you always CC my manager on all your emails to me, and I'm curious what's happening there. For someone who doesn't have deeply ingrained passive-aggressive behaviors, shining a light on what happened is often all it takes to put a stop to it. You'll know this person because they'll say something like, "Yeah, you're right, I was having a bad day," or, "Good point, I shouldn't do that," and then they stop. Here's another phrase. What I hear you saying is, when a coworker says something snarky, uses critical humor, or some other passive-aggressive statement, again, the aggressive part, it's usually because they're upset or frustrated. And again, one of the most powerful things you can do is to not react to how they said it or even to what they said. Respond instead to what their words represent. Now, this is a master level check for understanding. If you go back to our goats, number 11, for example, what I hear you saying is that you feel like I'm getting more opportunities than I deserve. Is that right? If you can say this calmly and without judgment, you might start a meaningful, authentic conversation about what they think and feel. For example, they might agree, "Yeah, I'm frustrated. It seems like everything goes your way." Or they might disagree. "No, you definitely deserve the opportunities. I'm just frustrated that I'm not getting them too." Now you've just unlocked the hidden emotion that they didn't know how to express, and you've helped them express it. From there, you might continue with a reflect to connect statement. Something like, "Yeah, it can be frustrating when everyone else seems to get the opportunities that you want." And one more phrase as you're bringing things up. How can I help? No, I can hear you now. Wait, what? You want me to help the obnoxious, passive-aggressive person? Well, maybe. If they shared their frustration, offering your support can build connection. It also gives them a chance to say directly if you've done anything that made the situation worse. You can take responsibility if you need to, or look for ways to encourage or support them. In the best case, you've turned them into an ally. And in the worst case, they won't have the same animosity and are more likely to leave you alone. Okay, so those are powerful phrases to have with yourself, conversation with yourself. Then we have the phrases to help you bring up the subject. Now let's move to some powerful phrases, this third category, powerful phrases to focus on the work. Because sometimes your best approach with a passive-aggressive coworker is to focus on specific goals or the facts of the situation. Here's what we're accountable for. This is a phrase you can use when you have a colleague who doesn't follow through on commitments and then claims, "Oh, I forgot. Oh, I didn't think that was a full plan." That's a particular bugaboo for me. I've had a couple of folks in my career. "Oh, I didn't think that was a full plan." It's like, come on. Document everyone's commitments and give everyone involved a copy. You'll help the team get things done and remove the passive-aggressive person's opportunity to make excuses. This is why scheduling the finish, checking for understanding, why those goats that we discussed back in an earlier episode are so vital. Or chapter 3 of the book, if you have the book. Next up. This is what happened, / what I've done, or what the data says. So this is what happened. This is what I've done. This is what the data says. You can look here. Now, this is a phrase for when someone passive-aggressively misrepresents the facts. Your answer? Calmly repeat the truth and invite people to examine the facts for themselves. For example, you might say, "It sounds like there's a misunderstanding here. I completed these reports, submitted them, and finance approved them. Here they are if it would be helpful to review." Next up, "I really want to make this work, and I need your help." This is a powerful phrase to use with a third party, possibly your manager or human resource representative. When you address the person and the pattern continues, take time to document the specific instances, including dates, times, and what happened. Then ask for help. And approach the situation with humility. For example, you might tell your manager, "I'm committed to the team and to making this work. My coworker's actions here are affecting my ability to do my work, but I'm not having any luck addressing it. I need your help." Humility and diplomacy are vital here when you talk to your manager. They might not be close enough to the situation to understand. Or the passive-aggressive person might have ingratiated themselves with the boss to avoid accountability. Most passive-aggressive behavior happens because the person doesn't know how to get what they need in a more direct way. So this set of phrases will help you calmly and directly diffuse the conflict. keep in mind, it is not your job to change the other person, and you can't even if you wanted to. But these powerful phrases will help you improve the relationship and sometimes even gain a colleague. So there you go. Half a dozen more, I think, what were there? 8 or 9 different phrases you can use to help that relationship with a passive-aggressive coworker. And again, if you like what you hear in this episode, grab a copy of Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. And let me know if there are specific conflicts or questions you have. Definitely we'll tackle those in a future episode for you. And again, a huge thank you to every one of you who has helped make this book such a success. And we are confident it is just getting started. And we're so excited about the impact that this book is going to have on the workplace. Also, a resource available for you is at conflictphrases.com, or you can go to letsgrowleaders.com, click on books, and you'll find the resource center there. We have got a whole free conversation guide. So if you want to take a team, maybe a team that you lead or a team that you're a part of, and get the book and read it together, we have got an activity discussion guide, 33-some pages, even more than that, I think, of different questions, discussion guides, activity guides, all sorts of things. It's all free to help you with those discussions. So that's, again, at letsgrowleaders.com. Click on books, Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. Cannot tell you how much we appreciate you. Thank you for being the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.